We enter into God's house. We come into His very presence, the essence of His being. And we enter into liturgy, into worship, into prayer, and into praise. Not separated or isolated, but as one. One body and one spirit in Christ. And when we begin Mass and we make the sign of the cross, we enter fully into that relationship, into the nearness of God, into His closeness. And we are one, and we are invited to be one. And we say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. And your response is with your spirit. It's what we hear today. St. Paul, he speaks to the Galatians of these gifts, that is God, His very self. But we just can't just come and enter into that presence. We have to recollect with the sign of the cross how we've entered into that presence. God has given us the means to be able to not only enter into the kingdom of God, but to remind ourselves with the sign of the cross that that kingdom has entered into us. It has broken through our darkness, through our brokenness. It has entered into the human condition, to sinful humanity. And that beautiful cross that Paul says, I only boast on the cross, because the cross for us is God's expression. But it is the doorway to His heart. And so we pray as Paul prays for grace. This is what God gives us. It's a gift, it's a free gift, a gracious gift. None of us could ever earn or merit that gift. It's a gratuitous gift. It just simply is what it is, because God so loves the world. He loves His children. But we need that grace in order to live, to dwell, to exist in God's presence. We need that grace. We need Our Lady of Grace to pray for us that we may be worthy to enter into that kingdom, into that presence, into that divine existence, so that we can breathe in the fragrance of God. We can drink in His loveliness. We can take in the love that has been poured in our hearts in our baptism and given us the right to enter into God's presence, into His house, and enter into the worship, the prayer, and the praise, so that we can say grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and that love of God that's been poured into our hearts and the communion of the Holy Spirit that we all desire. We come in for communion, but we are already communion. But what happens with our own will? Sometimes we stray like sheep. We allow our own will to get the better of us rather than enter into divine will, God's will, which is holy communion for all of God's family. We come and we prepare ourselves by first acknowledging our sins. We need to take that moment. It's a sacred moment. It seems brief, but it seems like an eternity. When we ask you to acknowledge, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. We must acknowledge that we come into God's presence and we need His grace to heal us, to empty us of our self-concern and our self-worry, and allow Him to fill us with once again with that grace and peace that Paul speaks about. He speaks about God's mercy that we pray throughout the Mass. We say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We're always begging for mercy. And we know that in God's mercy, he grants us his pardon and his peace. That's the gift that we come for. In communion, God is offering us grace, blessing, healing, love, mercy, pardon, and peace. The gift of the Eucharist. And so we must prepare to receive that gift. We must allow God's grace to empty us of our self-concern, of our self-worth, of our self-righteousness, of our selfishness, all of our self, and allow God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to fill us with his being. So as Christ sends his disciples today, after they were filled with God's peace, the Lord said, take nothing with you. Nothing. Take nothing with you other than my peace. But take the peace of Christ into the world and take it into the homes of your family and friends. And we pray to God that they would receive the peace that you receive so that they can finally be peace in this world. Not the peace that this world gives. Christ says this world doesn't give it the way he gives it, because this peace redeems, it saves, it forgives, it loves, it heals, it's compassion. That's what this peace is. When you receive communion, you receive Christ, you receive the peace of Christ. That's why we say, brothers and sisters, this gift, may the peace of Christ, the Eucharist, himself, the Prince of Peace, be in your hearts, be with you. You say, with your spirit. And then we say, let us offer each other the sign of peace. That peace is, God has forgiven me, I have forgiven you. Let's pray that God helps us to forgive one another, to forgive ourselves, and this world would be in peace. When you receive communion and you receive that final blessing, we sent you as the Christ sent his disciples today, with nothing but the peace of Christ, the love of Christ in their hearts. We're going to send you with that same peace and blessing, the grace, the healing, the love, the mercy, the pardon and peace that we all will receive in the Eucharist. And once again, the Lord will bless you with that sign of the cross, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you will hear, go in peace. Because the peace of Christ has flooded your hearts. And if you take anything out of this beautiful house with you today, may it be the peace of Christ. Not the peace that this world gives, but only he can give you in the Eucharist.